Holy Spirit, have your way here this night. Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, Victory Outreach Milwaukee. I know we can do better than that. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Come on, church. I know we can do way better than that. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You guys may be seated this beautiful night. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to thank you, amen, for making your way out here this Friday night, amen, to our explosive service / God's Anointed Now generation. Amen. We thank you, amen. We hope you're blessed here in the house of God tonight. Amen. I just want to take this time to thank the Lord for my salvation. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity, this privilege that he's given me. Amen. I do not take the pulpit ministry lightly. Amen. I learned to get in there. Amen. To separate, right? To really seek the face of God. Amen. To what he's given me. Amen. Because we know that our pastor's been speaking about holiness. Amen. And our job, amen, is just to continuously reiterate, amen, what our pastor's been speaking about. Amen. I also want to thank God for my pastor, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene. Amen. I thank you, Pastor, for all your impartation, all your investments. Amen. Working with me, dealing with me. Amen. And I just thank you so much, Pastor. Amen. And I thank you guys. Amen. I thank God for the rehab. Come on, somebody. Amen. I thank God for my spiritual leader. Amen. Pastor Felipe. Amen. His lovely wife, Sister Lily. I thank you guys as well, too, for investing in me there in the home and working with me. Amen. And you seen when I came in, and God has just raised me up. Amen. God is still raising me up. Amen. And I thank God for the home. Amen. I thank God for the ministry of the rehab. Amen. Where God was able to do a work in my life. Amen. I came in 3 years ago. Amen. When I was 21, a drug addict, like an alcoholic. Nobody wanted me. My family didn't want me. Friends didn't want me. Girlfriends in the past, they didn't want me no more. I burned every single bridge. Amen. But how many thank God? Come on, somebody. I said, how many thank God that he's provided a ministry called Victory Outreach? Amen. He gives us an opportunity, amen, to serve him. Amen. When nobody wanted me, God wanted me. Amen. God wanted me. And I'm still shocked in all my parents. They look at me like, man, there is a God. There is a God. I will never forget the time when my dad came and visited me when I was in the home. I was about 3-4 months in the home, and my dad's an OG. Amen. He's an OG. He's been shot 8 times, stabbed, overdosed, and all this type of stuff. Amen. And he's a hardcore. Amen. He's a former hardcore. And I will never forget the look on his face when he looked at Pastor Felipe, and he started crying. He started bawling. He said, man, there is a God. He said, there is a God. There was no way this boy would change. There was no way this boy was going to change. Amen. And I will never forget that image. Amen. That's why I'm so grateful for the ministry of Victory Outreach. If you're grateful, let's give the Lord a hand of praise here tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we get into the word tonight, amen, I want to go to the scripture of Colossians chapter 3. This is the opening scripture. I'm going to open up with verses 12 through 13. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12-13. The Bible says, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Verse 13 says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray one more time. Father in heaven, we come before you one more time, Father God. I just ask, Holy Spirit, remove me to the side. I pray that I would disappear. Holy Spirit, that you will appear through me, Lord. I pray that you will communicate your word effectively, God, to your church, to your people, God, to the season of holiness that we're in. Father, I pray transmit holiness, God, through my life. I pray, God, just to be a vessel piece, God, that is used by you here this night, God. Open up every heart. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and we all said, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I titled this message here tonight, Amen. Holiness creates servant leadership with humility. I'm going to say that one more time. Holiness creates servant leaders with humility. Amen. Holiness creates servant leaders with humility. Amen. See, here in this portion of scripture, in this book, amen. See, Apostle Paul, he was incarcerated at the time. Amen. He was locked up. He was in prison. Amen. He was in Rome at the time. And amen. He was combating against false teachings that were taking place within the church there in Colossae. Amen. There was false teachings taking place. Amen. And Paul was to take action to reduce or prevent something bad or undesirable to take place. Amen. In other words, Paul was to prevent, to battle against, is to stand up against those false teachings. Amen. He was to stand up against those false teachings. See, the problem in the church at the time, there was people and there were Christians, right? They were adapted to this philosophy, grabbing from this philosophy. Amen. And other religions, they were combining different philosophies and different religions together. Amen. The commentary, of course, such as paganism, Judaism, and other Greek thoughts, combining it with the Christian truth, with the Word of God. That's what some of the believers were doing within the church. Amen. See, they were trying to have it their own way. They were trying to have it their way. Amen. They weren't looking to the way of Jesus. And how many know we're a church that we got to look away towards Jesus? Amen. That church wasn't trying to look towards the ways of Jesus. Amen. And Paul had to come through in prison. Right? He had to write a letter. Amen. He wanted to battle against it. Amen. Because he heard what was taking place there in the Colossae church. Amen. Paganism is a modern religious movement incorporating beliefs or practices from outside the main world religions, especially nature worship. Amen. See, just like today, there's some people in the church that still like to dibble and dabble in the Christian church. Amen. There's people that still like to dibble and dabble. Amen. To try to use the scriptures. Amen. They try to use the, okay, well, God saved me and God still loves me. Right? They try to use maybe John chapter 3, verse 16. Amen. They may try to use that scripture. Well, God died for my sins. Amen. God forgives me. I believe in God. I believe he's going to forgive me. See, that's the way they were trying to operate in that church. Amen. See, and yes, the Lord does forgive. And yes, the Lord does love us. Amen. He forgives us. He forgives us as a church. He forgives us. Amen. He loves us. But that doesn't give us the license to continuously go in sin. Amen. To operate in sin. Amen. It's not to take advantage of the Lord like that. Amen. As Christians, we're to remain grateful and thank God for what he's done within our lives. Amen. Just like James chapter 4, verses 17 says, the Bible says, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do, then not do it. Amen. When the ultimate preaching of the gospel, when Jesus, amen, is calling you and I as the church, as the body, as believers, to do something for his honor and glory, amen, we know better. That's what he's requiring us of us. And when we don't do that, it's sin. Amen, it's sin. We're coming against the word of God. Amen. It is sin. Apostle Paul came to present the ultimate truth of God's living word. Right? He was preaching the gospel. He was ministering the gospel. Amen. He was telling the truth in this letter. Amen. And I believe you and I, we know what the truth of God is. Amen. Week after week, Friday after Friday, Sunday after Sunday. Amen. We come and we attend. And I believe we know what the Lord wants us to do for him. Amen. And as we look at the example of Jesus, amen. As we look at the example of Jesus, John chapter 13, amen. John chapter 13, verses 3. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything and that he had come from God and would return to God. Amen. Verse 4, so he got up from the table, amen, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, amen, and poured it into a basin, amen. See, this is what Jesus did, amen. What Jesus did, he poured some water into a basin, amen. He just started pouring, amen. He was modeling, amen, service, amen. He dipped it, and he was coming towards the disciples, amen. He was to wash their feet, amen. One by one, wash their feet. One by one, wash their feet, amen. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him, amen. Thank you, thank you. And verse 5 says, when Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Amen. Verse 7 says, Jesus replied, you understand now what I am doing, but someday you will. And verse 8 says, no, Peter protested, you will never wash my feet. Jesus replied, unless I wash you, you won't belong to me. Amen. See, Jesus modeled true servanthood as true greatness. Amen. That's what Jesus was to do. He was to model it before his disciples. Amen. Jesus himself was blessed, humbly applied what the Father asked of him. And that's how he sits on the right hand of God listed in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. I didn't give him the scripture, but you can go back to it. Amen. Because the Bible says that Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. Amen. He was blessed. See, but I don't know about you, but when I read this scripture, I began to think about Jesus. Amen. I began to think about what the Father had asked of him, what the Father was requiring of Jesus. And I seen Jesus as I was reading. Amen. He applied humility. He was clothed in humility. Amen. He was humble to serve his disciples. Amen. He had the spirit of humility in him. He had the spirit of humility. Amen. And maybe too many times that when we know what God has given us, we don't go and transmit it. We don't go serve. And amen. And in the heavenly realm, in the spiritual realm, the washing the disciples' feet is transmitting. Amen. The gospel being there to help another brother, another sister, another youth member. Amen. Jesus didn't get up off of the supper table. He didn't get up and he didn't demand or command. Amen. As the master that he was. Amen. He didn't say, hey, I'm the leader. You come over here and wash my feet. Hey, I'm the son of man. You come and wash my feet. No, he didn't enter that place like that. He didn't demand or command. Amen. As the Almighty God to be served. He didn't walk in that place, amen, puffed up as the Son of God, as God himself, amen. But no, he came to serve, amen. Somebody say serve. See, Jesus was clothed in humility. He had a Bible-applying perspective. He spoke to his disciples. He communicated to them. He imparted in them. Spiritual investment was taking place. Amen. Right? He fed them the true bread of life. Amen. Humbly serving the future. Amen. He's seen the potential. He's seen the influence that his disciples had. Amen. He was humbly serving the future. Jesus already knew what his disciples were going to do. And he exemplified it through his service, through his work. Amen. See, he's seen an explosive future for his disciples. And see, that is what God is looking for within the church. That is what God is looking towards within the church. Amen. He is searching out right now a man, a woman, a young person within the church that are going to humble themselves. Amen. And become that servant leader. amen, and take on a responsibility, amen, and serve Jesus, amen, that are going to apply a spirit of humility, amen. The question is, can he utilize you? Can he utilize you to operate in humility? Amen. And I've noticed that when I was in the home, right in the church, I had to do a lot of humble. I had to humble myself a lot of the times. Amen. It hurts. Oh, yeah, it hurts. Amen. But I had to reflect back to the scriptures. Amen. I had to reflect back to a foundational scripture that I learned. Amen. I didn't give it to them, but 1 Peter 5:7, right? You humble yourselves before the mighty power and the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. And see, I wasn't seeking exaltation, amen, but I was just simply drawn, and I was simply just driven to the scriptures of God, amen. Can he utilize you? Can you operate in humility? It's going to take prayer. It's going to take getting into the word. Amen. That's what's going to open your heart. That's what's going to open up your mind. Amen. See, are we going to stick to ourselves? The pride that comes from humanity? Amen. Or are we going to apply humility, which brings life abundantly? See, pride is unholy. Pride is unholy. Proverbs chapter 16 verses 18, the Bible says, pride goes before destruction, amen? A haughty spirit before a fall, amen? The Bible clearly states that pride goes before destruction. The pride goes before us, amen? And pride is just waiting there in destruction, like, hey, continue. You're coming this way. You're coming to destruction. You're coming to corruption. You're coming to eternal death. Amen? Pride is unholy. See, pride will cause you to stick to your guns. Amen? Pride will cause you to stick to your own plans instead of the plans of God. Because I believe we all know that God's ways and God's thoughts are higher than ours. Amen? It will misdirect you from pursuing the kingdom of God. I'm going to say that one more time. Pride will cause you to stick to your guns and your plans, and it will misdirect you from pursuing the kingdom of God. Amen. When you know God has called you to do something in his will, and you know that God has a purpose for you, and you know that God has an assignment for you, a task for you, amen, whatever the case is God has brought you to this church, right? If God has called you to evangelize, if God has called you to pray for people, if God has called you to preach, if God has called you to be part of the worship team, amen? Whatever the case is, if God has given you a gifting of teaching, amen? We got to humble ourselves. Humility. Amen? See, and humility is holy. Humility is holy. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 12, the Bible says in the NIV version, before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. Amen? Who receives the honor? Jesus. Amen? Jesus receives the honor. Jesus looks to you and I and says, oh man, that's my son, that's my daughter, amen? That's my youth member right there. Amen. Humbling themselves, applying, amen, what I've given them. God receives honor. Amen. See, humility will further you into spiritual growth. Amen. Humility will further you into becoming more holy. Amen. Humility and application will elevate one's life to be advanced in God's kingdom, to be advanced in his purpose, in his will. For your and I life. Amen. It's going to take humility. Amen. It's part of holiness. Amen. We come into the church unholy. Right? We come into the will of God unholy. Right? We come into the church as drug addicts, gang members, suicide, whatever the case is. Amen. Unholy, unrighteous, ungodly, not saved, as sinners. Right? And what God wants to do is develop holiness within our lives. See, I'm sure it took the spirit of humility, amen, when Jesus and his disciples, when Jesus was praying, amen, he knew that he was going to go be with the Lord. He knew he was going to go be with the Father, amen. And I know it took the spirit of humility, amen, when he was praying and he came back and he saw his disciples sleeping in the time of prayer. Amen, it took humility not to tell his disciples to move to the side, to step out of this circle of prayer. If you don't want to be a part of what I'm doing, amen, then move to the side. But see, Jesus didn't say that. Matthew chapter 26, verses 40 through 44 says, "Then he returned to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, 'Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you would not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak.' Then Jesus left them a second time and prayed, 'My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done.'" Verse 43 says, "When he returned to them again and found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open." And verse 44 says, "So he went to pray a third time, saying the same things again." Amen. I knew it took the humility of Jesus, amen, to not tell his disciples, "Okay, you don't want nothing to do it. You don't want to pray with me." Amen. He didn't tell them to get out. He didn't tell them to move around. He didn't tell them to move to the side. Later on, he said, "Go ahead, have your sleep. But the time is coming." Amen. The time is coming. Right? When Jesus does come back, what is he going to say that we did for him? Amen. So it's important that we stay in the word and in prayer. Can somebody say amen? Amen. See, there will be times in ministry where you are operating, pressing in towards God's kingdom in the ministry, serving, ministering, applying spiritual disciplines. It may not look like you're producing fruits, amen, or results upon your disciples or your ministry, but I'm here to tell you, but stay walking in humility, amen? Stay walking with integrity, amen? Stay remaining holy before the presence of the Lord, amen? Being consistent in spiritual labor, and you shall reap a harvest, amen? Just simple thoughts of the Lord that he was giving me as I was studying and praying for his word, amen? Praying for a simple word in this theme of holiness that we're in. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28. This ties in what I was just mentioning. "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.'" Verse 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart." Amen. How many thank Jesus that he's a humble God? He's a gentle God. Amen. "And you will find rest for your souls." And verse 30 says, "For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Amen. Those were the words of Jesus. Amen. How many know that's a blessing? Right? It's a promise of God. It's a promise of God. Right? And in ministry, we can be like, "Okay, we're doing this, God, and God, we're ministering, God, we're praying for people. God, I'm trying to break through my family, God, and this is what we're doing." Amen. And results are not taking place. Right? Fruit is not being produced. Amen. But that's when we flip back to the scriptures. We reflect back to God's word, his promise. Amen. For his church, for you and I. See, we must still remain doing what we know, right? What we have been trained to do, walking with the holiness of God, carrying a holy character, amen? And in this church, in this ministry that God has given us, right, we're able to be taught these things, amen? We're just not a church that just preaches the word. And God bless you. Have a nice day. Amen. It doesn't work like that here. Amen. We're a church that helps, that, you know, we're able to give what we know, and we're able to give it to train others, to disciple others, to teach others, right? Because it's the Great Commission. Amen. It's the Great Commission, right? As Victory Outreach, as a ministry, as a church, as the church of God, as believers, this is what we apply. Amen. This is what we apply. And if we don't apply it, then we're in sin. Amen. God holds us accountable. Amen. God holds our pastors accountable. Amen. If we don't give back, we have to give back. Amen. I heard this from a great leader. Amen. I'm not looking at him right now. I'm looking that way. I heard this from a great leader one time. Amen. He says, just give what you know, then God will do the rest. You just got to give back what you know, what you've been trained to do, what you've been called to do. Amen. A foundational scripture, whatever the case may be. Amen. It's to give back, right? God will expand it. God will bless it. Amen. How many know that's good news? I'm believing God for some big things, right? In ministry, amen, and personally, I want to continue to grow. Amen. I thank God for Vethi. Amen. I thank God for all the resources that he provides in the ultimate overall big resource in this ministry. Amen. To educate myself, the Victory Education Training Institute. I know that God has called me to preach his word. I know that God has called me to communicate the gospel. Amen. There was no way I would have discovered that if I didn't come and take it seriously. Amen. If I don't go and register it and take care of Vethi, I'm in sin. I'm in sin before the Lord because I know he's called me to be a licensed minister one day. Amen. See, even Apostle Paul himself too. Apostle Paul, he was another servant leader. He was another servant leader. Apostle Paul never held himself at high elevation. Never. Even though he was an intelligent man, he was an expert. Amen. He was intellectual. He was like a scholar. If you look in the New Testament, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, all the New Testament letters, they're all presented correctly. It was like he was a scholar. It was like he was educated or something. Hey, man, how many read the New Testament? Praise the Lord. He couldn't have claimed, amen, he couldn't have claimed, labeled himself as the best writer. He couldn't claim or label himself as an expert. He couldn't even consider himself, amen, to be intellectual or this and that. No, but what he did, he considered himself a slave of righteousness, a servant of God. Amen. He considered himself a slave, amen, of Jesus. He acknowledged that. He counted it a privilege. He counted it an opportunity that God would give him another chance. Amen. When he persecuted the church, amen, when he was killing Christians, he considered it an opportunity, a privilege to be utilized by God. And he was humble. He had a spirit of humility. He humbled himself. Amen. In the writings, he humbled himself. You read the scriptures, you read the word. Amen. I was like, whoa, humility right there. It's like God unfolded it. Amen. I was like, whoa. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Humility was activated in his life. Paul was instructed and commanded by God. He was instructed by God. He was commanded by God. He said, this is what I'm supposed to do. Amen. I'm to be an apostle of Jesus. He gave me the opportunity to preach his word as a slave, as a humble slave of righteousness. Amen. Even Jesus himself, he came under subject to the instructions of God. He humbled himself, amen, of what his father wanted him to do. That was Jesus. See, what I've discovered in ministry, in the church, Christianity, I always tell people, you know, at the job place, amen, when I go hit the streets, whoever may be a new guy that comes into the home, amen, whoever comes into the gang ministry, right? I tell people it's not going to be easy. We hear that. It's not going to be easy. Amen. I tell them, amen, that Christianity as well is not supposed to be a life of comfort. It's not. Amen. But a life of service. Amen. I'm saying that one more time. Christianity is not a life of comfort, but a life of service. Amen. Jesus knew he was to humbly accept what the Father requested of him. Matthew chapter 20, verses 28. The Bible says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Amen. Jesus came, amen, to serve us, right? You're being served this night. The truth of God. We see the mission that Jesus was to serve others. That was his mission. That's what the Father requested of him. Amen. And how did he serve? How did he serve in ministry? How did he serve? Amen. With the ministry that his Father gave him. Amen. He was feeding others the Word of God. Amen. We have to be constantly, amen, when we have this opportunity, right, preaching God's Word, we have to constantly saturate ourselves in the presence of God to get fresh food, to get fresh manna. Amen. It's not an easy task, but I've discovered what God has called me to do, and he's constantly developing, amen, constantly maturing. Jesus is at work, right, to develop a holy word for you. Amen. Jesus also, right, he was active in discipleship. He was teaching, he was training, right, he was sharing, he was giving what the Father had given him. Amen. And how many know what the Father gives? Amen. What the Father is able to give, life abundantly. Amen. I'm experiencing life abundantly, spiritually. It's a blessing. It's a blessing and a half. Come on, somebody. Amen. And the greatest of them all was to serve. That was the greatest of them all, was to serve. This is how Jesus served in ministry. This is how Jesus was to serve others. Amen. To teach others, to train, to share, to exemplify what it was. To serve others. That was the greatest. Amen. We know that the scripture is not going to say, "Welcome, my good and faithful preacher, my good and faithful leader." Amen. You are a good leader. You are a good preacher in the church. Amen. You were a good teacher. No, he's not looking for that. He's looking for a servant. He's looking for a servant, right? He wants to utilize your gift, your talent, for the works of service. Can somebody say amen? Amen. The spirit of humility was being presented to the lives of his disciples in action. Amen. That's what Jesus was doing. He was modeling it. He was exemplifying it through his action. Amen. Too many times we don't want to do what God has called us to do. Amen. We don't want to present it in our action. Because we know, oh man, that's not, I don't feel comfortable doing that right now. You know, I don't feel like it. Amen. There's some things that we don't feel comfortable doing and we don't want to do. Amen. If I could be transparent, I don't want to go evangelizing every single Sunday. But I still go. Amen. I still go because there's men that went before me. Amen. There's men that went before me and labored and sacrificed. Amen. We have a platform here. Amen. That's took many hours of work. Right? Gifted men. Gifted men. God wants to use you and I. Amen. He wants to use you and I. He wants us to display it in action. Amen. Even when we don't feel like it. The Bible says, deny yourself, pick up your cross. Amen. Deny yourself, pick up. If you want to be a true believer, if you want to be a true follower, a true disciple, amen, we're going to have to pick up that cross. Can somebody say amen? Amen. See, it was the spiritual service work of the Lord. It was a spiritual service work of the Heavenly Father. And Jesus came down in flesh. He came down as God himself. Amen. He got busy. He got busy. He placed his hands to the plow. Amen. Whatever the Father wanted. Amen. He did it. He did it. And when we read the Word, come on somebody, because the Bible says that the Word of God is living. It's active. Amen. It's living and active. And when you're in one accord with the Lord, he's able to unfold it. You're able to get images, visions. Amen. It becomes part of our spirit. And we begin to apply it. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. And this is Paul. Amen. This is Paul labeling what he is. Amen. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Amen. See, Paul tells us all up front, just as who did the calling, and it wasn't him. He became a servant, or as the Greek says, a slave for Jesus. He was called not by a church. Amen. How many know that we weren't called by our pastor? We weren't called by this church. Amen. He was called by Jesus. He was called by God. Amen. How many know that they're called by God? How many truly, truly believe that you're called by Jesus, that you're called by God, that you're called by the Lord of Lords, that you're called by the King of Kings? He was set apart to be holy, used by God to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. This was promised long ago in the Old Testament by the prophets and only revealed in Jesus in the Gospels. Amen. Paul was a slave of righteousness. Amen. He bragged about it. Amen. He says, I don't brag about this, that, man. I'm just a slave. I'm a servant. I'm a servant. Amen. Thank God for the opportunity. Amen. Me and Brother Ezekiel, right? We went out yesterday, and he says, you want to go over for a ride with me? I was like, yeah, can I drive? Amen. I got my permit. Can I drive? He says, yeah, you can drive. Amen. I said, whenever you want to go wherever you want to go, I said, I'll be your driver. Amen. I'll serve in that area. I'll be that armor bearer. Come on, somebody. I'll serve in that area. You just kick back, relax. Let me take the wheel right there. Amen. Be a servant. Amen. Simple things. Being a servant. An armor bearer, whatever the case is. Pastor, do you need anything? You know? Life group leader, what should I do? Maybe can you, you know, teach me this, teach me that. Direct me a little bit. I want to know more. Amen. I want to know more. What's this Vetti about? Amen. And, you know, what takes place here and there? What can we do to hit the streets? What do I say? Come on, somebody. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 as well, through 10, the Bible says, for I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Verse 10 says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, but the grace of God that was with me. Amen. Even though God still loved him, God forgiven him, amen, he was still used by God in a mighty way. Amen. Launching out churches, traveling, preaching the gospel. Amen. Working with others. Amen. He stayed humble before the Lord. Apostle Paul was a servant leader, a slave of Jesus. Amen. I no longer want to be called a slave of the devil. Amen. In my own ways, in my own thinking. Amen. Because the enemy could sometimes trick us, right? Sometimes distract us. Amen. And we become a slave of the enemy and the church, right? But no, Jesus has called us to greater things, bigger things. Amen. In Christianity, God has called us for bigger things. Amen. And I believe that and I know that. Amen. I know that. I stand on that. I stand on the promises of God that He's given me. Amen. He stayed humble before the Lord. In verse 10, yes, he did mention that he worked harder as an apostle, as a servant leader. But he still said, yet it was not I, but God who was working through me by his grace. Amen. He knew it wasn't him. He didn't take, hey, I did this. Amen. I know how to do this. Amen. He didn't look at himself. He didn't point at himself. He pointed straight to Jesus. Amen. There's no way I could be still within the ministry, within the church. Amen. If I didn't have Jesus, he gives me the strength. Amen. He gives me the courage. Right? He enables me each and every day. It's amazing. I always share with my family. Amen. Whenever I get an opportunity, they're like, "Why, you're strong." I'm like, "No, I'm not strong. Come on, somebody. The Bible says he's chosen the foolish people, the weak people." Amen. I was weak. Yes, I may have been young. I may be young, but I had no energy, no motivation. Amen. It was the spiritual strength of God, the spiritual energy of God. Amen. That was ignited within my life. Amen. But I know where it comes. I know where it comes from. In the Word and in prayer. 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 Amen. Come on, somebody say it with me. In the Word and in prayer. Amen. It's in the Word of God. Just like Pastor Felipe said, prayer is direct communication with the Father. Amen. If you don't know what to pray for anything. Pray for me. Amen. Pray for me. Pray for our pastor. Right? Pray for the leadership. Amen. Pray for the streets. When we hit the streets, that's why we really emphasize Wednesday prayer nights, because we know God is moving. Amen. We know God is moving in those prayer nights. God is stirring our faith. God increases our faith. God increases our confidence. Amen. If that wasn't the case, I believe none of us would be here. Amen. God is looking to you and I here tonight. Amen. I'm going to bring it to a landing as the worship team can make their way. Praise the Lord. It takes the church to come before the Lord in relationship to humbly accept what he has for us. Amen. It's going to take us doing our part, coming before Jesus. Amen. I don't know if I ever mentioned it to Pastor Felipe, but I know I mentioned it to other guys in the home. I said, there's no way a young person like me could still stand. Because sometimes, as young people, we can get antsy, right? We can do what we want to do. Amen. We can do what we want to do. Amen. But it's God's keeping power upon my life. Amen. That keeps me in position in prayer. That keeps me in position in the Word of God. There's a conviction that's embedded, that's settled within my heart. My question is, do you have that same conviction? Is it embedded in you? Is it settled within you? Do you know what God is requiring of you? Do you know what God is challenging you to do? Holiness is developed. It's created in nourishing that relationship with Jesus. Yep. Holiness is developed. Nourishing that relationship with Jesus. It's created in the time spent with Jesus. Amen. When we get more holier, amen, we're able to go out and we're going to bring a group of people in here, man. Right? That's the vision. Right? That's the vision. We got a mega property. Amen. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. That's what we're called to do as a ministry. I'm not fully developed. Amen. But I know in this season, in this process, that God is developing me. Amen. Those that are in position, God is going to develop you. God is going to mature you. Amen. Let's all stand here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whatever the song is, amen. Whatever the song is. If you heard God speak to you tonight, any way, any shape, in this area of holiness, of becoming a servant, amen. I'm gonna open up the altars. You guys come, you make your way. Amen. Let's just get a hold of the Lord here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.